www.civilliberties.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Clear skies, becoming sunny today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 37 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 3 p.m. till late. More at 715mass.com.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre on this Sunday morning. Your clock should say 7:18. It might feel more like 6:18 this morning, but we're here on a beautiful Sunday morning for Weekend Edition Sunday. Coming up on Weekend Edition, the federal government has flipped the food pyramid on its head. More meat and protein, whole milk. What might that mean at your kid's school lunchroom? That story coming up at about 7:35 this morning on Kansas Public Radio. Whether your passion is for unbiased, in-depth news, beautiful music, or great conversations, you can feed your passion right here with KPR. Show your passion for KPR and programs that feed your mind and news that matters. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
It's still dark outside, so rather than saying sunny skies today, I'll just say it's clear out there. It will become sunny later today. Highs in the upper 60s, winds from the southwest with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. It's 36 degrees in Lawrence, 36 in Emporia. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Made in Cook.
Manner of devil made him.
Unlike in the past, it seems the Academy may be embracing the genre.
You keep dancing with the devil. One day he's going to follow you home.
Our panel shares their hopes for Sinners, Frankenstein, and more on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That and lots more Weekend Edition Sunday coming up here on Kansas Public Radio. We've got sunny skies in our forecast for today, highs in the upper 60s, winds from the southwest 5 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Sunny and warm tomorrow with highs getting up to the mid-70s. Warm temperatures continue through Tuesday when it looks like we've got a good chance of rain. It's 37 degrees in Lawrence, 36 in Emporia, 36 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Colin.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR just about a minute and a half away. Have you got an old car taking space in your garage? KPR's vehicle donation program can help. We accept all cars, and donating is really easy. We turn your donations into programs you count on every day. Programs like Weekend Edition and Morning Edition. Find out more about KPR's vehicle donation program at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. The time is 8 o'clock. This is KPR.
Bolts and screws, along with a hobby fuse that could be lit.
A second device was also found by police. This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The National Weather Service has confirmed that Friday night's storms in Kansas City included an EF0 tornado. The tornado began in Shawnee, Kansas, just after 11:30 Friday night, traveled about 8 miles, ending near Westport, Missouri, around 11:45. The tornado reached peak wind speeds of about 75 miles per hour. The National Weather Service says most of the reported damage was to trees, although thousands lost power temporarily. The Emporia Zoo is mourning the loss of one of its bison this weekend. WIBW reports that the David Traylor Zoo was closed yesterday following the death of Bill. The bison was born at the zoo in 2003 and spent his entire life there. At 22 years old, Bill was considered old for its species. The zoo's veterinarian examined Bill and determined that he died of age-related health issues. Bill was one of three bison at the David Traylor Zoo. The other two, Beulah and Ted, are being monitored as they adjust to the loss. The zoo is returning to its normal operating hours today. In men's basketball, KU beat K-State in the Sunflower Showdown yesterday, 104-85. Kansas State's run in the Big 12 women's basketball tournament ended yesterday in the semifinals with a 74-62 loss to TCU in Kansas City. With an overall record of 18-17, it's unlikely that the Wildcats will make the NCAA tournament, but K-State coach Jeff Mitty believes the Wildcat season is not over and that continued play would benefit them down the road.
If you go back and look at even like the WBIT a year ago and look at some of the teams that are competing to host, competing in the top 15 in the country, there's some value in it.
The Kansas Jayhawks are unlikely to make the NCAA women's tournament and also hoping for an invitation to the WBIT. Sunny skies in our forecast for today with highs in the upper 60s. A little on the windy side with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Lows in the mid 40s for tonight. Sunny and warm tomorrow with highs in the mid 70s. It's 37 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
This is NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News and Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Delicias Del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors, located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicias Del Sur's Facebook page.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. We've got more Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. And just ahead, the story of a famous rhinoceros that traveled across Europe in the 18th century. And how that rhinoceros caught the attention of a Kansas author. That's coming up at about 8:35 this morning on Kansas Public Radio. KPR continues to expand our news coverage because of support for more than 6,000 listeners just like you. News matters so much to our members that they're willing to send in $15, $20 or more every month to ensure this service continues to grow. Their support matters, so does yours. Take a minute and go to kansaspublicradio.org to make your donation today. And thanks.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Sunny skies and warm today with highs getting up to the upper 60s, a little on the windy side with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Sunny and even warmer for tomorrow and Tuesday with highs well into the 70s. It's 37 in Lawrence, 38 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Citing cuts to Medicaid, he's threatening to hold up Trump's nomination to the Federal Reserve, and he's eviscerated the idea of trying to take Greenland.
I'm not counting the days until I leave. I'm mindful of the amount of time I have left to make a difference.
One item on Tillis' to-do list is finding an organizer to keep the dog parade going. So far, he hasn't gotten any takers. It's also unclear who will step in to fill this other role as a Republican senator willing to break with the president. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Kay McIntyre. Imagine you live in 18th century England. You go down to your local tavern and see a rhinoceros. In her debut novel, The Rhino Keeper, Kansas author Jillian Forsberg tells the story of Clara, an Indian rhinoceros that traveled across Europe, entertaining royalty and common folks alike. The Rhino Keeper was named a Kansas Notable Book by the State Library of Kansas. Forsberg stopped by the KPR studios and told the story of how she first discovered the true story of this animal celebrity.
In 2020, my husband and daughter, who was then four, we were trying to seek socially distanced activities across the state, and we made it our mission to go to as many zoos as possible. So we went to the Salina Rolling Hills Zoo on a very cold day in October, and in order to seek respite from the biting Kansas wind, we ended up in the rhino barn. When we got in the rhino barn, I was stopped dead in my tracks by the largest animal I think I've ever seen. It was a 6,000-pound Indian rhinoceros named Joya. Now, Joya passed in 2021, sadly, but while we were there in the rhino barn, my historian brain kicked on, and I said to my husband, "Doesn't this look like Durer's rhino?" And he said, "What?
What?"
So I immediately Google Durer's rhino for him. And if listeners want to look that up, do it. It's one of the most famous animal images of all time, but it's completely wrong. Why on earth do we have parts that are missing and parts that have been added to this rhino illustration from 1515? I really went on a rabbit hole from there. I also wanted to know more about the species itself. There are about 6,000 Indian rhinos left on the planet, and for Salina, Kansas to have one for me was very remarkable. And at the bottom of the Wikipedia article about Indian rhinos, there is a stub article about Clara the rhinoceros. And when you click on that, you see this life-size painting by a master in the 18th century of a rhino who traveled Europe. I'm scanning this article on Wikipedia on our way home from Salina, completely enamored with rhinos. Never thought about them before in my life, even as a 4-H kid in southeast Kansas showing sheep and goats. And boom, there she is, Clara the rhino, the first animal celebrity. And I said, okay, all right, I want to read the novel. And guess what?
There wasn't one.
There wasn't one.
So you wrote it.
So I wrote it, yeah.
So this rhinoceros is touring Europe. What did that look like?
It looked kind of like a circus, but she was the only act. She had the first covered animal carriage in recorded history. It was massive, 6 feet diameter wheels, and at one point she was so heavy it was pulled by 12 oxen. There are several paintings with her beautiful carriage on display in it. And, you know, she went from town to town on the cobbled streets and the snowy passages of the Alps, and she was on a barge on the Seine, and she traveled by boat, and she traveled by land, and she was highly domesticated, and she was probably used to her cart and used to her people, and she loved attention because she knew she would get what every animal wants, snacks and pets. So Clara ended up being basically like a sideshow where people would know that Clara was coming because there were these beautiful posters made of her, these pieces of ephemera that weren't supposed to last more than a year, you know? And they're still in museum archives today. And they would go to the taverns and she would be in the stable yard and they would pay a finning to feed her a carrot. And she was kind of an equalizer for me. The poor could feed her, the rich could feed her. She spent months with royalty and weeks with the poor. So essentially it looked like a big unicorn coming to town. And especially because, remember how I said Dürer's rhino was wrong? Clara corrected the image of the entire species by her very presence. And it would really be like seeing a mythological creature, especially when these people had no knowledge of the world outside of their own neighborhoods. To have Clara roll through would have done something really unique to their minds.
Jillian Forsberg of Wichita is the author of The Rhino Keeper, a Kansas notable book selected by the State Library of Kansas. You can hear a longer version of our conversation on Prairie Journal at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2. Also today on Prairie Journal, it's basketball season. As the men's teams head to the Big 12 tournament, we look back on one fan's 40-year love affair with the Jayhawks.
For as long as I can remember, Kansas basketball has been a huge part of my life. Over the past 5 decades, I've played at Allen Fieldhouse, celebrated at Allen Fieldhouse, and on rare occasions, mourned at Allen Fieldhouse.
Shalon David is the author of Stories from the Fog. That's on Prairie Journal, again, 11 o'clock this morning on KPR1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR2.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, now featuring Brush, Block, and Blood, three generations of Yoshida women printmakers on view through June 28th. Exhibition and event information available at spencerart.ku.edu.
Sunny skies today. We're looking for highs in the upper 60s. Winds from the southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. It's 38 in Emporia, 39 in Lawrence, 39 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Inverter, and then plug it into your wall, and that can offset your monthly power bills.
Plus, our friends at Cheap Old Houses share how to get a home on the National Register of Historic Homes. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour.
Join us for This Old House Radio Hour at 10 o'clock this morning here on Kansas Public Radio. 1 hour from now, immediately following Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Join us for the 780 Songwriter Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Colin Halliburton, Susanna Johannes, and Jeff Stoltz. Free at the Lawrence Public Library, Wednesday, March 11th, 6 p.m.
Did you remember to spring forward? If not, set your clock ahead. It's 9 o'clock. This is KPR.
PR first reported on the legality of Lake's status last August. For example, we repeatedly asked for any evidence she had been named acting CEO of the agency by President Trump, as required for that job. None arrived. U.S. District Court Judge Roy C. Lamberth wrote that Lake, quote, satisfies the requirements of neither the statute nor the Constitution. Lake tells NPR that Lamberth is an activist judge trying to stand in the way of Trump's agenda. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. The National Weather Service has confirmed that Friday night's storms in Kansas City included a tornado. The tornado began in Shawnee, Kansas, just after 11:30 Friday night, traveled about 8 miles, ending near Westport, Missouri, around 11:45. The EF0 tornado reached peak wind speeds of about 75 miles per hour. The Emporia Zoo is mourning the loss of one of its bison this weekend. WIBW reports that the David Traylor Zoo was closed yesterday following the death of Bill. The bison was 22 years old, which is considered old for its species. Bill was one of three bison at the zoo. The other two, Beulah and Ted, are being monitored as they adjust to the loss. The zoo is returning to its normal operating hours today. In men's basketball, KU beat K-State 104-85 in the Sunflower Showdown. Kansas State's run in the Big 12 women's basketball tournament ended yesterday in the semifinals with a 74-62 loss to TCU in Kansas City. With an overall record of 18-17, it's unlikely the Wildcats will make the NCAA tournament, but K-State coach Jeff Mitty believes the Wildcat season is not over and that continued play would benefit them down the road.
If you go back and look at even like the WBIT a year ago and look at some of the teams that are competing to host, competing in the top 15 in the country, there's some value in it.
The Kansas Jayhawks are unlikely to make the NCAA Women's Tournament and also hoping for an invitation to the WBIT. The Washburn Ichabods are heading to the finals in both the women's and men's MIAA tournament. The third-ranked men beat Missouri Western 85-69 in the semifinals. They face Rogers State University at 3:30 this afternoon in Kansas City's Municipal Auditorium for the conference title. The Washburn women also beat Missouri Western yesterday, 67-63. They face Central Missouri at 1 o'clock this afternoon for the championship. Sunny skies today. We're looking for highs in the upper 60s. It's 40 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
We've got more Weekend Edition Sunday coming up, including the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That's at 9:35 this morning here on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies today. We're looking for highs in the upper 60s. Sunny and even warmer tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. It's 40 degrees in Emporia, 41 in Topeka, 39 degrees in Manhattan. This is KPR.
I'm Louise Schiavone with these headlines.
You keep dancing with the devil. One day he's going to follow you home.
Our panel shares their hopes for sinners, Frankenstein, and more on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Yipes. Just a reminder of why I so seldom go to the movies anymore. Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock. Horror is not my genre. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Claw Valley Greenhouses, a sponsor of the Kansas City Garden Symposium, a full day of garden education and inspiration presented by Gardeners Connect on Saturday, March 21st. Tickets and more information at gardenersconnect.org.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up, and then stay with us at 10 o'clock this morning for This Old House Radio Hour. This week on This Old House, solar is easier than ever to install. We'll hear about the rise of plug-and-play solar. That's on KPR1, and over on KPR2, it's This American Life at 10 o'clock. Today on This American Life, what's really happening inside our nation's immigration system? That's all ahead at 10 o'clock on KPER stations.
Join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Colin Halliburton, Susanna Johannes, and Jeff Stoltz. Free at the Lawrence Public Library, Wednesday, March 11th, 6 p.m.
Sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 44 in Lawrence. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this...
All agents.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the multinational vocal quartet Il Divo with guest instrumental trio Simply Three, Wednesday, March 11th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Sunny skies today and warm with highs getting up to the upper 60s. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the mid-40s. And then for tomorrow, much warmer with highs unseasonably warm in the mid-70s. Highs in the upper 70s for Tuesday with a very good chance of showers and thunderstorms. It's 47 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR. It's 8 o'clock.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. From Elliston APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largis. Plug and Play Solar lets you take control of your power, no crew or rooftop overhaul required.
Europe has had these for years, and they call them balcony solar. It opened up solar power to those that were living in a small apartment, offsetting their power consumption.
Author Cao Kalia Yang lost her first homeland to war and found the meaning of home on the east side of St. Paul, Minnesota.
This blue house is bigger than any other house we've known, and we gather close, and we think life is pretty good. And all 11 of us teach each other about this new life that we've entered.
Cheap Old Houses are back with an 1895 Arkansas beauty for under $40,000. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The war in the Mideast is escalating with strikes on critical infrastructure. For the